Now we're gonna spend some time on chapter four. The scale degrees are in music theory called by different names: tonic, supertonic, median, dominant, subdominant, dominant, submedian, and leading tone are all other names for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in that order that I just read them. The chord functions is a big deal for understanding how harmony works. So we're going to spend lots of time on letters C and D in the next half an hour. So letter B, I'm sorry, B, C, and D, I'm going to spend time on. So letter B, a tonic in a key is such that it has no fourth, meaning in the key of C, the chords that have no F would be the C major, the E minor, and the A minor. Let's assume it's seventh chord. So C major 7, E minor 7, excuse me, and A minor 7 have no F. Why are we targeting F? We're talking about the fourth scale degree of C. The chords D minor, the ones I left out, D minor 7, F major 7, G 7, and B half diminished all have F in them. So those are not tonic chords, those are other chords. And as you could see, the 1, 3, and 6 are very consonant, like they're very harmonious together. You can even play those chords substituting for each other. This is an experiment my old jazz teacher used to do, where one of us is going to play an E minor 7, someone else is going to play A minor 7, and one of us is going to play C major 7, right? So, in order to get like the voicing spread out a little bit, if we all play them in the same register, it's going to sound muddy. So, like, for example, could you play E minor 7 at XX 12, 12, 12, 12? And then maybe you'll do A minor 7 at XX 5555. Okay? And I'm going to play C major 7. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, go. Isn't that beautiful? Again, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. And all those chords substitute for each other because they're all in the same category. So this is like, I'm looking at Hillary now because she plays jazz. And you too, Chad. When you have a long C chord with nothing going on, the best players will and I learned this from a piano player. I watched his hands and I'm like, oh, of course. Like, how is he doing all that stuff, making the chord move around? And guitar players, we just go like it says C, I'm playing C. But what they do is, and you could do that in any inversion. Ah, my bad, though. Actually, can someone play C so we can have a context? Like, how about just play C and G, C and G. You guys can both do it. All right, so here's my content. Go ahead. Right? So stuff was moving around all over the place, and all I was doing was playing either C major 7, A minor 7, or E minor 7, the three chords we just did. But now suddenly everything's moving around, because they all substitute each other, they're all in the same category. You with me so far? The next category, the subdominant, is the 2 and the 4. They have a 4th in it, but no 7th, right? Let me back up for a minute. You guys all know that a C major... C major pentatonic is 1, 2, 3, 5, 6. And it's like very... it's very calm and relaxed. There's no tension notes. So if you had... Like a lot of times when you have wind chimes, you know, they may be tuned. Like next time you have wind chimes, listen to the notes. They may not be in the key of C, but the relationship to each other will be like C, D, E, A, and G. because they all sound very, let's do it together. Like, do, I'll take C and E, you play A and, I'm sorry, you play G and you play A. Like, somewhere up the neck, don't play them in the lower position. All right, perfect. So I got, what do I have, C, E, and G, you got D and A?
I'll play D, yeah.
Play the chord?
No, just a note. What do you have again?
D.
And you have A? Mm-hmm. All right, one, two, three, go. Like, yeah, and then just do it and play as if we're a bunch of wind chimes. Like, hit the note at any time. Here we go, like. Sounds just like wind chimes. Or maybe we should add, have one more C up top. So I'll take care of that one. Here we go, three, four. It sounds just like it, doesn't it? Right? So this is wind chimes, and this is why we're leaving the fourth and seventh for a different discussion, because those are the tension tones. If someone finally came into our wind chimes thing and played a four, here, let's try it again. Now I'm deliberately going to play a four. It's going to sound out of place, like, hey, what happened to our nice relaxing two, three, four? You'd be like, wait, what? Honey, don't buy that pair. Can we buy this pair instead? All right, next one is the seventh. Like, it could sound good, but depending on the situation, it could be an outlier. Like, if we... It's a little... All right? So, right now we're in category two, the subdominant. It has a four, but no seven. Notice that the D minor seven and the F major seven in this key of C have no... they don't have a B note, but it does have an F note. And so... why is this important? They're in the same, the two and the four are in the same category. In rock music, we play 1-4-5. Wait, so let me just back up a little bit. Earlier I showed you how 1-3-6 substitute for each other. Now I'm telling you that 2 and 4 substitute for each other because they're in the same category. In rock music, we play 1-4-5, like 1-4-5-1. In jazz, we play 2 and then 5. It's the same overall effect, just a different approach. So what if one of you played C, F, and G, and one of you played C major 7, D minor 7, G 7? In other words, one person's playing a 1-4-5. It would be a 1-4-5-1, and you're going to play a 1-2-5-1, right? Okay? So 1-2-3, go. Good, one more time around. Well, no, starting from C. Like 1, 2, 3, go. You barely even could tell that it was a different, right? Because the 2 and the 4 substitute for each other. Am I good? Are we good so far? Next, the dominant is the two chords that have a fourth and a seven would be, like in the key of C, the G7 and the B half diminished. So play G7, and you'll notice that it has both a F and a B in it. Right? It's considered a tension because you're going to hear a lot about this later, but the interval of the tritone, the distance from F to the B, is a harsh sounding interval. Can you play just like a fourth string, third fret, the F? And the third string, fourth fret, is the B. And like that by itself sounds weird. When you put it with a C chord, like if you resolve that to like E and C, then it sounds fine. But it's definitely tension to resolution. And so these chords are dissonant by nature, the 4 and the 7, the 5 and the 7. If you were in C and you ended your song on G7, as we often talk about, it sounds unresolved. If I'm like rocking it out and then we say, you know, thank you, good night, everybody would be like, huh? Or the 7th chord, right? It just doesn't sound resolved. It's dissonant. You can't leave everybody hanging, not when they spent that much money on a ticket, right? All right, so this is this is the thing. Like when you put those in Roman numeral order, as it says, it's tonic, then subdominant, then tonic, then subdominant, then dominant, tonic, dominant. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. When you do it, when you're in minor keys, I think you guys have heard this before. The 5 chord you can borrow from harmonic minor, so the 5 chord becomes dominant. In other words, on your harmonic minor scale sheet, I'm sorry, on your harmonic scale sheet under minor, if you go to A minor, it'll say A minor, E half diminished, C major, D minor, E minor, note that one, F major 7, G 7, A minor 7. But instead of E minor, oftentimes you do E 7 because it sounds a lot juicier. Like if I play a 1, 4, 5 in A minor as written, it'd be A minor, D minor, E minor, back to A minor. It sounds okay, but when we substitute E 7 for that, it sounds a lot juicier. And that's because of the, quote, leading tone. Earlier you learned that the 7th, look in, if you look in part, Roman numeral 4, part A, it says 7 is the leading tone. So that leading tone, the natural 7 to the A minor, the G sharp in this case, is just begging to be resolved back to A minor. And that's why it gives it so much more tension. So when you look at letter C, it says C1. So we're in Roman numeral 4, letter C, part 1. It says borrow from harmonic minor for the 5 chord. So the 5 to 1 in A minor is usually E7 to A minor, not E minor to A7. To A, E minor to A minor. Now, this is where the fun begins. Well, actually, hang on up. The fun, in my opinion, is at letter D, but we got one more point of letter C. When you do all that same work that you did to the major harmonized scale and you put it in a minor key, now you got a tonic, A minor, a subdominant, which is, again, has a 4 in it, but not a 7, and then a tonic, the 3 chord, 4 is another subdominant, 5 is a dominant, 6 is a tonic, and the 7 is a dominant. Notice that those are in the exact same places. It's nothing new. Like the subdominants are still at 4 and 2, the tonics are still at 1, 3, and 6, and the dominants are still at 5 and 7 when you're in a minor key. Any questions on that? So does the same thing work out to be true, like with the chord substitutions? It's not as neat. Like if you're in A minor, you can't substitute F major 7 because the F note adds like a flat 6th and that takes us somewhere else. But you could substitute the C major 7 for A minor. So play A minor 7. If one of you would play A minor 7 and another one would play C major 7.
A minor 7.
All right, so 1, 2, 3, go. Isn't that pretty? 1, 2, 3, go. But if I choose an F major 7, like you play your chords, but now I'm going to play F to in the mix. 2, 3, 4. Like that. That F note by itself kind of takes it away from where it's supposed to go. So it doesn't really work out as neatly there. But let's try another one. Let's try to substitute the dominants. Like E7 would be the 5 chord in the key of A minor, right? As per what we just talked about. And the 7th chord would be, well, this is a little tricky, G7. All right, so one of you play E7 and the other one play G7.
E7.
Now, in order for this to work out, I'm going to have to we'll alter the notes a little bit. Like this gives it, overall, it's going to give us an E7 with a flat 9 and a sharp 9. So it'll sound something like this. Like first, actually, let's do it like this. Do A minor, then E7, but in your case, you're going to play A minor and G7. 4 beats each. 1, 2, 3, 4. Mm-hmm. previous to today, you know, if I woke you up at 4 in the morning and said, does an E7 and a G7 sound good at the same time, you'd probably say, nah, I don't think so. And that's what I would say, too. But since they're in the same category, they could substitute for each other under the right circumstances. All right, now, this is the part I've been wanting to get to. The natural progression of harmony in general is this D1. This is the most important thing that I've been excited to show you. Tonic to subdominant to dominant to tonic. You've heard the expression 1-4-5. And not only is it, you know, numerically satisfying, but meaning like, you know, people don't say 1-5-4 or 4-5-1. They just say 1-4-5. It's also because that's the way harmony resolves. So let's take it to a different key besides C. We've been in C all day. So would someone pick a key besides C? All right, he picked E flat. So what is the 1-4-5 of E flat? Play it. And play like one bar each, like 1, and then 4 and 5 and 1. So 1-4-5-1 key of E flat. Go ahead. 1-2-3 in the major, E flat major. 1-2-3 go. Yep, and if you wanted to harmonize it out to the seventh, it would be 2-3-4 E flat major 7, A flat major 7, B flat 7, E flat major 7. Let's try that again. So E flat major 7, A flat major 7, B flat 7, E flat major 7. Okay? So now we were talking about things substituting for each other. Our basic structure is 1-4-5, but let's mess around with it a little bit. Okay? Let's just do don't look at the examples yet. We're just going to stick with the first line of number 1, tonic, subdominant, dominant, tonic. So now we're going to substitute something else for E flat, and it would be either the 3 or the 6 in that key. What would be the 3 and the 6 chord in E flat? Figure it out. So the 3 and the 6 chord are G minor and C minor in the key of E flat. Right? And we chose those because they could substitute for E flat, because they're all in the same. Right? When we get to the next one, the A flat is the subdominant. What other chord? Let's see if you've been paying attention. What other chord in E flat is also a subdominant? Yes, well done, well done. F minor 7 or F minor. How did you get that? Yeah, you just remember that it's 2 or 4 are the subdominants, and so you found the 2 chord of F minor. Very good. And what about so that's our potential substitute. We don't have to substitute it, but we'll decide. Well, you guys decide. Should we make it F minor, or should we leave it A flat in our chord progression? Doesn't really matter.
I say
leave it A flat. Leave it as A flat. Okay, perfect. And then what about B flat? Which category is that in? Dominant, subdominant, or tonic?
Dominant.
Yeah, correct, Taylor. And then what would be there's one other dominant chord that could substitute for that chord in the key of E flat. Can you find it? Great job. The seventh chord is D half diminished, so that could substitute. So we're making up a mock progression here. Should we keep the, let's leave it up to Hillary. Should we keep, or you chose early. Let's leave it up to Chad. Should we keep the B flat, or should we substitute with D half diminished?
Let's substitute,
yeah. All right, D half diminished it is. And now the tonic is E flat. You guys have 3 choices for bar 4. E flat, G minor, or C minor. What shall it be?
G minor.
Yeah.
All right, G minor it is. So we don't know how this is going to sound, but what we do know is that it's going to have the same tension and resolution, roughly the same amount of tension and resolution in the same places. So once again, 1-4-5 sounds like this. 1-4-5-1. And in this new progression, we actually are going to have like 6-4-7. It does sound different for sure, but its points of tension and resolution are a little bit the same. Let's do it. Here we go. One. So let's play. Yeah, let's play the new one a couple times in a row. Two, three, four. Or you can put sevens on each one, like C minor 7, A flat major 7, D half diminished. What would be interesting as an experiment, and I don't know if this is going to work out, is if I played 1-4-5 and you guys played the new one. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4. I heard some. Okay, yeah, you got it. So let's do that again. 2, 3, go. So what happened on that one was I forced though your guys' chords to sound like extensions of the 1-4-5 instead of like new colors that were being added. So that was interesting. But it didn't clash. It worked, right? All right, so this is so far so good. Next step. If we go back to, I'll save this whiteboard and I'll include it in the presentation. If we go back to variations on this, now we can look at the actual wording of the thing. It says, starting from any point in the cycle. So you don't necessarily always have to start on the tonic. You could start on subdominant or dominant, etc. Like I have example one, A minor to F to G to C, which is 6-4-5-1. Now, how does that fit the cycle? Can I have a volunteer to show us, or at least tell us, like how does example one fit the cycle that we're talking about when we go 6-4-5-1? Yeah, absolutely. It's still the same formula, tonic, subdominant, dominant, tonic. The only substitution is the very first chord is a 6 instead of 1. But otherwise it goes 6-4, like instead of 1-4-5-1, 6-4-5-1. So that's easy. So thank you, Chad. If there are any questions about that, let me know, because we're going to move on to example two. Example two is E minor, D minor, B flat minor, and A minor. Now look, I'm assuming the key here is A minor. So I didn't say that in the notes here. But we've been in C. All my demonstrations have been in C on this presentation. So we're staying in A minor / C. E minor, D minor, B flat half diminished, and A minor is 3-2-7-6 in the key of C. So which part are we starting on? Tonic, subdominant, or dominant?
Tonic.
Yeah. Yep. And is it the same? Is it the same exact formula? Does everything fit their respective categories when you go tonic, subdominant, dominant, tonic? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You know, one thing we should have done is play through how each of these sounds. I guess let's just do example three first mentally, and then we'll play them all together. When you do G7, C, F, and G, and then C, that's a 5-1-4-5-1. So where in the cycle would that start?
On the dominant.
Exactly. You're just starting on the 5 and then... So let's do them in reverse. Let's do number 3 since we're on that example now. And just play it as written from the G7. And just listen to how it sounds. Maybe we'll play it around twice. 1, 2, 3, go. You apply something like that to your own music? Well, let's go to a different key. If just real quick, if I was writing something in B flat minor and I like that 5-1-4-5-1, I might go again, put a little melody on it, and I'm like, I got a little song. I'm going to go to, you know, Old Mexico. They're going to play it on the thing. I'm sorry. It kind of sounds like that a little bit. So, and I love that kind of music. So, you know, I love burritos too, so it's getting near lunchtime. So did you see how that was very easy to adapt to a new key, right? Or what if I substituted some of those chords? Instead of 5-1-4-5-1, what if I went 5-6-4-5-3? All right, so in the key of B flat minor, one. I could probably make a tune out of that. It's deceptive cadence. It makes you think it's going to go somewhere and it goes somewhere else. I mean, can you guys see that? Like, I did 5, 6, 4, 5, and 3. You could definitely make a tune out of that. All right, let's go back to number 2 and play that one. Number 2 was tonic, subdominant, dominant, tonic. So starting on E minor, all right? So 1, 2, 3. Again. Keep going on that, let's make up a melody. Cool, right? It's very simple, really. But this is how progressions work, and it's been a missing detail that I've been... A lot of times I'll be like, okay, we're going to write something, pick a key, choose the chords, and there's no rhyme or reason for the chord. You're using your ear entirely. Now you have a strategy whereby you can construct. If we had more time, we would assign... This is how you can implement this on your own. Go home and choose any starting point and any key. I feel like we need to play example 1 as well, but let's do the implementing at the very end. Let's play example 1. I'm running out of time here. Like 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. I also wanted to get to D2, which D2 and D3. D2 says you can do it, the direction can reverse, but usually it resumes the direction that's like natural. Like example 1, let's play through it first and then we'll talk what happens. Like 1, 2, 3, go. Again. Where's the reversal, let me ask you guys, in example 1?
Just on the key of C.
Yeah, we're in the key of C.
When it goes back to the F.
Which F?
Well, the second.
Second F or the first F? Second F?
Looks like first.
Yeah.
All right. I actually think it's the other one.
Yeah.
Because if you look, F to C is going back from subdominant to dominant. It would be like to the left, if you would. Like the trend is going the other way, Taylor.
Yeah.
Right? But then when you go C, F, G, the last three are in order. And it doesn't sound weird or wrong when you play that. No one's going to be like, hey, you reversed the thing. Right? We reverse things all day long. It's just they tend to resolve back the other way. All right, let's play example 2. All right, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Oh, my bad. I did 4 beats each. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. Where's the reversal there? I think I only see one. I only see one reversal in this whole thing.
So is it the first A minor to E7?
The first A minor to E7.
Oh, no, we're C, right?
A minor to E7. Yeah, that's a reversal. Then there's two of them. There's two of them. Well, actually, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't call it A minor to E7 as a reversal because it sounds like you're going to go 5, 1, 5, 1 and, like, repeat the cadence.
Yeah.
But in the next bar, something happens. E7 goes where?
Yeah, uh-huh.
And is that a reversal? Because D minor is a what, Hilly?
D minor is a
subdominant. Yeah, so there's the reversal I was thinking of, right? So you have like 5-1, and what you think it's going to be 5-1, but it goes to 4. It's a deceptive cadence, and then back to 5-1, 4-5-1. Everything, and it sounds great. I just made this up out of my head. The progression sounds very normal and natural. You're not going to say, "Hey, all right, let me just finish. Let's see if we can finish point 3." The one chord can go anywhere in it without disrupting the flow. This is something I added, which is from Michael Longo's book, but it potentially disrupts everything we've been talking about. So let's just see if it makes sense. Example 1, let's play it. So this is 3-1. 1-2-3-1. So overall, the flow is 1-4-5, but we stuck an extra one chord in there, and it didn't really disrupt. It's a temporary resting point, but you know that more tension is coming. See what I mean? Overall, the flow is 1-4-5, but we stuck a one chord in there. You good? Are we good?
You can do that with 3 and 4 as well.
Can you do that with 3 and 6? You mean because they substitute for 1?
Yes, 3 and 6.
That's a good question. I don't think so. Well, there's more on that later. There's like a diagram that Michael Longo has, like a basketball. He's got it's like a basketball team where like the goal is to shoot the basket in the tonic, in the one chord, and all the other chords like go towards it, kind of thing. And the six and three are not grouped together in that diagram. We'll come back to that. It's called the classification of chords. So, good question, Chad. And then, or it could be the case that it only mildly disturbs things since it's still in the same category. So here we go. Let's look at example 2 under number 3 and we'll finish out. Like 1, 2, 3, go. So what's happening there? If you take out the A minors except for the last A minor, it'd be 4-5-4-5-1. So there would be a reversal. There's one reversal there, because like the 4-5 and then going back to 4, that's a reversal. But then they go right back to 4-5-1. Putting in the one chord in between does not disrupt the flow at all. It's still very dynamic and logical progression. Now, how to implement all this, I'll do a different file.